We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
ABC political director Rick Klein joining us live this morning. Attorney General William Barr blasting the president's tweets, Rick, over Roger Stone. Do you get the sense that Barr, in the interview with Pierre Thomas, didn't know that the president tweeted about Roger Stone's sentence recommendation before he made his decision?
Well, I think the problem was that he did tweet before the decision was announced. What he is claiming, whether you believe it or not, what he's claiming is that he had made the decision, then the tweet came out, and then he was put in the awkward position of explaining his decision to reverse the original prosecutor's recommendation, having known that the tweet was out there. And that's why the message that he delivered to the president was, stop the tweeting. No more tweeting about criminal cases. And that is, you know, maybe carries some risk, though a lot of folks think he may be trying to give Trump some cover here by at least appearing to be independent. And of course, we just can't know for sure unless or until we see a paper trail of documents about how the timeline played out to be able to assure anyone that what the attorney general is saying is actually how it went down.
And what impact will this eventually have then on the sentencing for Roger Stone?
Well, it's interesting because the chief judge in D.C. put out a very unusual statement saying that the judge will decide this. And one of the odd things about all of this is that it isn't up to the prosecutors. They can make a recommendation, but the judge gets to make a decision. And this conflicting information may not matter at all for the judge in actually doling out the sentence itself. So the judicial branch you're seeing here trying to assert and declare its independence, even as the executive branch twists itself in knots about how exactly to cast this recommendation.
Do you think that the president may pardon Stone?
You know, I think it's a very real possibility. You know, you can't know to the president. He can do it at any time. But given the actions he has taken recently in getting rid of people who were involved in the Ukraine investigation, including people who testified before Congress and career diplomats among them, given the unusual intervention that he's had in this Roger Stone case, it seems very plausible to think that a pardon is on the table for him and that at some point he may just decide that he would issue that pardon. You know, there's others in and around the orbit, people like Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, that could also be in the running for that. He's used them for political purposes in the past. And a lot of folks are looking at this and saying that the entirety of the impeachment resolution, the upshot, maybe the president feels unleashed and feels like he is not constrained by anyone and can do pretty much as he pleases.
What is the fallout from the interview for Bill Barr?
Well, it's interesting. The immediate answer from the White House was the president was not bothered by this statement. Now, that has some people thinking, well, they must have known this was going on and they were okay with it because it gives them cover. But it certainly is unusual in this administration to have such an open rebuke by a cabinet official. The president has not taken kindly to it. I kind of think that the media coverage and the fallout of this in the next couple of days could be critical in determining how this is received by the president himself, because in ordinary times under this very unorthodox and unordinary White House, a cabinet official getting out this in front and publicly criticizing the president of the United States would be a very big deal that would be met not so kindly inside the White House.
And Rick, if we could turn our attention to the presidential trail for a moment, certainly some interesting results from now New Hampshire and then before that Iowa. And we've gone from 20 plus on the Democratic side running for the presidential nomination, and we still have very little clarification at this point as to front runner or two.
Yeah, and that's right. I mean, usually, or under ordinary circumstances, you think those first two states would provide some clarity, but they really haven't, in part because there were two people who finished so strong, and Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. And also, a lot of it has to do with the fact that you have these other contests coming up that could scramble things in much different directions. You also have the Michael Bloomberg factor. So there's a lot to look at in these upcoming contests to say this could get messier before it gets easier. But if the first two contests had fallen in some kind of a predictable order, then you have at least the possibility on the Democratic side to say, okay, now we understand the contours of the race. Now we kind of know how it's going to break down. This is almost the opposite. I mean, you had almost maximum unpredictability in the first two contests, which means we go into the scattered voting probably around Super Tuesday early next month, really not knowing where it's going to land.
What about Amy Klobuchar, Rick? Is she emerging as a candidate that moderate Democrats seem to be, you know, coalescing around?
Boy, she's certainly going to get a second look. And I think her performance at the ABC's debate a week ago today had a lot to do with that. A lot of people in the exit poll said they made up their minds at the end, and the debate was influential. So I feel like there's a lot to be said for Klobmentum, as it's being said, as it's being called. We'll see if it carries through. Obviously, the next states are up fast, but I think her experience in New Hampshire shows that all you kind of need is a hot hand. And the crowds were growing, and it certainly showed in the polls. She was, I think, almost any way you measure it, probably the biggest surprise of the night.
Rick, thanks for the time. Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.